Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled M-C-K-E-O-W-N. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this edition of Communication Matters. And if you've been with us for the last couple of episodes, you know that we have been working through what I call the four fatal flaws of business presentations, or put another way, how to botch up a perfectly good business presentation. And in the first two installments, we discussed flaws number one and two, the first one being making the presentation to yourself, and the second one being not bothering to rehearse. So if you're just jumping into this series, you can go back and listen to those first two podcasts and be right up to speed with us. But today we're going to talk about the third of the four fatal flaws that I've identified, and that is using every conceivable visual support item known to man and using them throughout the presentation. And you know what? For good measure, put all the information that you can on each and every visual, and if you need to use really, really microscopic type to get it all on there, go ahead and do that. You know how audiences just love that, right? Well, of course, I'm being just a little bit facetious, but you know, given what we see way too often in presentations, you would think that what I just said was taken right out of what must be a best-selling presentation skills manual. But the fact is, visuals are used, they're abused, and they're overused in most business presentations. They should play a role, there's no doubt about that. But the role they should play and the role that they should play relative to the presenter need to be carefully considered so that they play a complementary role and they don't end up confounding the presenter and confusing the audience. Now, I'm going to organize this discussion about visuals around three primary areas: the place of visuals, the content of visuals, and the role of visuals. So let me get started with the place of visuals. And the first point I would make is that they are visuals. They're meant for the big screen, if you will. They are primarily meant to be perceived and not studied necessarily. And by that, I mean they should not carry an abundance of information. And I'll have more to say about that here in just a minute. Second, visuals should not be the presenter's notes. And much, much too often they are. They should prompt, but they shouldn't preoccupy the presenter. Because if there are too many visuals with too much information, it is a pretty sure bet that the presenter will be preoccupied with the mechanics of displaying them, discussing them, and advancing them. And thirdly, visuals should not be used throughout the presentation or the discussion. But you know what? It's not unusual for them to be used from start to finish, is it? In fact, in so many cases, each and every data point and piece of information that is to be shared in the presentation is included on the visuals. You know, when I see that, I'm always tempted to raise my hand and ask the presenter if they would kindly email me the slides, and then I would excuse myself. Why? Because when it is pretty obvious to me that all the information is on the visuals, what's the point of taking the time to sit through the presentation when I can much more easily and much more quickly look at them on my own time? Now, there's something to be said for not using visuals at points in the presentation. You know, usually people think, well, I can really highlight this point by having it on a visual. When maybe, just maybe, going to a blank slide or what I call a place setter slide and discussing a point might highlight it more effectively than if it was on a slide. I mean, if someone has been using visuals in a presentation and suddenly the screen goes to a place setter slide and the presenter says something like, well, let me talk about a key point as it relates to our fourth quarter, and then does that without a visual, well, that might actually highlight the point even more effectively. So think through the place and the placement of visuals within, but not throughout, your presentations. Now, let me talk for just a moment about the content of visuals. And before I do that, let me remind you that I am no slide designer by any stretch. But there are some general parameters to keep in mind when you put your slides together or your visuals together. First, limit the amount of information and, well, stuff that you put on any given slide. The basic rule of thumb that I apply is the 6x6 rule. No more than 6 lines a slide and no more than 6 words a line. This compels us to think words and phrases as opposed to sentences and paragraphs. And you know, in most cases, a word or a phrase is all that a presenter needs in order to talk about the point to the satisfaction of the audience. So the bullet introduces a point to the audience and the presenter discusses it in greater detail. This way, both the presenter and the audience get the point at a glance, and then they can reestablish eye contact with each other for a broader discussion of it. Which leads me to something that addresses a question that I get a lot, which is something like, how do I avoid simply telling them the same stuff that's on the slide? Well, here is a key point to keep in mind. Think of your visuals as the objective conveyors of facts and data, and you as a presenter are the subjective commentator and perspective setter of that information. You know, how many times have you been in a presentation and thought, I'm really getting nothing from the presenter that's not on the slides? I've been in a few of those myself. Well, if you use a visual to introduce a point, you as a presenter can then place the point in proper context and offer perspective based on your experience and your expertise and make the discussion as relevant and as valuable to the audience in the process. And you make yourself as relevant and valuable to the audience too. And in the current age, you will do well to include some color and maybe even a photo or a graphic on a slide. After all, they are called visuals for a reason. Remember, no one watches black and white TV anymore. And you know, it's okay to use something other than slides for visuals. Maybe read a quote from a book rather than throwing it up on a screen, or creating a simple pie chart on a flip chart instead of showing it on a slide. Remember, you as the presenter are the primary visual. You need to make yourself at least as interesting as your visuals. Now let me wrap up this discussion on visual support items in presentations by briefly touching on the role they should play at different levels of position and responsibility that a person holds. Here's the main point. The more responsibility one has, and the broader the audience in terms of backgrounds and experience, the more they are interested in what you think versus what you know. It is a bit like what I said earlier about the distinction between objective and subjective information and perspective. Think about whether your audience is more interested in the information or on your take on it. And if you are a leader in an organization, chances are they are there to hear you and your take on the information more than just the information itself. You know, it's all part of that whole presence thing. You don't see people who convey leadership presence or bearing or whatever you want to call it, fiddling around with the mechanics of displaying and advancing visuals, or at least you shouldn't. And again, a standard rule of thumb that I use in counseling clients is the higher the position one holds, the fewer the visuals they should use. Well, before we put a wrap on this discussion on visuals, let me just say that visuals do play a role and a key role in presentations. But just make sure they play a prescribed role with a proper purpose so that you can make a powerful presentation. So now we've covered three of the four fatal flaws of business presentation, those flaws that can botch up a perfectly good presentation. The first flaw we covered was making the presentation to yourself. The second, don't bother rehearsing. And this time we've discussed how to avoid the third flaw, which is using every conceivable visual support item known to man and using them throughout the presentation. Now next time we'll take a more in-depth look at that fourth and final fatal flaw. I call that heading to the locker room at the 2-minute warning. And let me remind everyone again that these are flaws. These are not recommendations, all right? They are to be avoided if your objective is to succeed and not die on stage. Well, maybe you have some flaws, fatal or not, or a presentation war story or two that you've seen as a presenter or as a member of an audience that you'd like to share. Well, if you just drop them in an email to me at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com, we might just talk about them in a future podcast. Again, that's communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. Well, that's all the time we have, or all the time that I'm going to take today. I hope you'll tune in again next time for another installment of Communication Matters. And until then, this is Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at @RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.